Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And while there's plenty of sun abound right now, as the days start to get shorter, having a skylight is the best way to extend that daylight all year long.
Mm-hmm. And if you've ever dealt with a skylight, you know they can be a little bit on the tricky side. So we've got tips on the best type of skylights to install for long-term enjoyment. So we are welcoming Tom Silva from TV's This Old House to talk about it. Welcome, Tom.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, our pleasure. Now, you are a guy that has put a lot of skylights in over the years. Let's start at the beginning. Where do you think the best place is to locate a skylight? And don't say the roof.
Locate skylight. Well, let me tell you first by starting off that I've got a few skylights in my house. I think I have 14.
Okay.
All right. So I know the ins and outs about skylights living with them. And they do make a huge difference with natural light. If you place them on the south side of the house, you will get a tremendous amount of solar gain in the wintertime. But that solar gain in the summer is not really a great friend.
Right.
So you want to put on filtered blinds to keep the heat out of that area.
Now, what about the glass for skylights, Tom? Is it important to have the very best high-performance glass you can afford?
Absolutely. You want to have the best glass you can for two reasons. Actually, to keep out that high heat that the sun can generate, it'll actually cut down that radiant gain that you will get, but it'll also help with UV protection. And it'll also hold that heat in the wintertime when you're trying to heat up that space, or the cooling in also in the summertime. So it does make a difference on the glass. Always buy the best glass. And if you want to place them on the south side and you're worrying about the solar gain or too much heat in a, you know, let's say you're in a part of the country that just has just too much sun, then they have sunglass that actually reflects the sun away, and it really makes a big difference.
Now, when it comes to selecting the skylight, does it really make a difference if you choose one that's fixed versus one that's operable, or really a skylight's a skylight and that's just secondary?
Well, skylight, I always think of a skylight as two different things. A lot of people call them roof windows or skylights. A skylight, when I was growing up in the business, the skylight was a piece of glass that didn't open.
Mm-hmm.
A roof window is a skylight that operates.
Right.
So if you want the venting capability, and they can make a tremendous amount of difference with venting, if you just crack that window, you get a negative pressure in the house right away, and it makes a huge difference for getting heat out of the house.
What's your experience been with the reliability of the venting controls, the electronic motors that operate those skylights that are, you know, way above your head? Do you find them to be dependable? Have you seen any problems with them?
When they first came out, I did have problems with them, and I'm going back, 20 years.
Yeah, well, you and I grew up in the same skylight school, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean,
and I was thinking the same thing.
Issues. I mean, we actually, whenever I put a skylight that will open and close automatically, you want to make sure that you have a rain sensor on them.
Yeah.
And
a good point.
Yeah, well, because if you're not home and that starts to rain, you'll get rain in your house. You want them to automatically shut. I remember the first skylights that we put in at least 20 years ago, there was probably about 8 of them, and they had rain sensors on them, and the rain sensors malfunctioned. So it seemed like the only time they would open is when it was raining. But we had that problem fixed. But
we're talking to Tom Silva from TV's This Old House for some tips on buying and installing skylights. You mentioned rain. That's the enemy. You want to keep that out of your house. What's the best way to keep a skylight leak-free?
Well, flashing, and flashing. Basically, paying attention to the way it is installed is very, very important. They have some great directions on these skylight boxes. Follow them. And I always go a little bit further. with the insulation. I always take, and I think now they're in the even in the directions, but I always take a bitumen product and bitumen, and I run it around the perimeter of the skylight after it is installed, but before it is flashed. And I also make sure that the lower section of the bitumen is on top of the shingles at the bottom of the skylight, and then that bitumen gets covered with flashing so it doesn't break down from the ultraviolet light.
So the water, you know, follow the direction of the water and make sure that it is rolling appropriately down the shingles and over the flashing and not underneath.
Exactly.
Tom, what do you think about sun tunnels? I mean, they really offer the opportunity to have something like a skylight, but when you don't have the ideal roofing situation.
Well, sun tunnel is great. You can get them in a couple of different sizes. I believe they're in like a 14 and a 20 or a 22, something like that. They bring in a lot of natural light during the day. They make a huge difference in hallways, closets. Then you walk in and out of your closet during the day. You don't want to have a light to have to turn on and off. They're great in offices, especially home offices, where you don't have to run a light during the day. But it's just that space that you may want to have a little bit of a light, and they make a big difference. I believe the new ones even have lights in them.
Yeah, and they're actually a lot easier to install, aren't they?
Oh, tremendous. Yeah, I mean, it's cut a circle in a roof.
And you're done.
And slide your flashing up under. Lots of times we bed the flashing into a mastic before we drop it in place.
Well, good tips and lots of great options. And as I said in the introduction, the sun isn't going to stay around forever. So now's a good time to think about adding a skylight so that you will have very bright spaces all year long. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
It's my pleasure.
Well, to catch more of Tom and the entire This Old House team, including information on the current project, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.